ending of Nemaha Central, ending the Thunder season at 14-10. Martell Mata coming out 15-7. They await the winner of this next semifinal that's about to begin between the number one seed and the heavy favorite to win this regional tournament, Jeff West. The Tigers 22-2. Went to state a year ago, went 26-3, lost the first round upset by Big East League foe Sabatha. Sabatha went on finished third a year ago at state. Jeff West, their head coach, Terry Stevie, who was the head coach at Nemaha Central from 2013 to 2021 and led the Thunder to a state championship back in 2016 when they went 23-1. He is the new head coach for Jeff West, his assistant a year ago, played for 4 years under head coach Dan Hypes, who was the only head coach prior this year for Jeff West in their school history of baseball, 35 years, but he stepped aside, and Coach Stevie is now the man at the helm, running the controls, and it has been a smooth transition. 26-3 a year ago, state appearance, 22-2 so far this year. The opponent, he'll be the underdog, the Redhawks of Hiawatha. Brian Leza, a nice job with this team as they are 10-14 on the year. They hosted their first regional first-round baseball game last Wednesday, and you talk about a crazy ball game. They were down, the Redhawks, 9-0 before they even batted, but then scored 13 unanswered, but 13-9 and went on to win a slugfest 20-18 to advance to the semis today against the Tigers of Jeff West. Hiawatha and Jeff West have met a few times this year. Jeff West has won all three meetings, 6-3, 7-3, and most recently on April the 10th, 12-2. Hiawatha and Jeff West. The winner moves on to take on Marhill Mount Academy in the regional championship later today. We'll have first pitch coming up after this two-minute break on Care Country 93.7.
Your graduation is a stepping stone, not a destination. And as you chase big dreams and new adventures, remember, never stop learning and never stop growing. The team at F&M Bank wishes the class of 2026 the very best on the road ahead. With online banking, mobile banking, and remote deposit, we'll be with you no matter where life takes you. Keep your hometown connection strong and come bank with us at F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
Ed Wickers are back with you on Care Country 93.7. It's a regional baseball semifinal from Ozaukee. Jeff West, the number one seed against Hiawatha, the eighth seed in the regional semi. Jeff West in the white uniforms with the black numerals and the script of Tigers on the front with the red outline, and Hiawatha in the road red with the blue numerals and the blue Redhawk scribbled across the front of their chest. It is Carson Henry to lead off, the left fielder, then Mike Jensen, the shortstop, Tegan Diller bat third, playing first. Leighton Moore catching, batting fourth. Braylon Siebenmorgen playing third, batting fifth. Grayson Gilbert playing second, batting sixth. Right fielder is Brenner Lowe, batting seventh. The first pitch of the ball game is a called strike from Cooper Knox, the starting pitcher. Cooper Kreider is the pitcher for Hiawatha, bats eighth. Alex Ross playing center, bats ninth. So it's Henry, Jensen, Diller, Moore, Siebenmorgen, Gilbert, Lowe, Kreider, and Ross as this pitch misses. And back to the backstop, 1-1 the count on Carson Henry. Henry, the leadoff man, career stolen base record, Hiawatha. Leads the team in runs scored this year. He's a senior and takes a pitcher of ball 2-1. Cooper Knox, the starting pitcher for Jeff West, a right-handed hurler, comes home with a 2-1 and just inside 3-1. Cooper Knox this year, ERA 2.30. That's lowest on the team. This hit a mile high in the shallow left field. And making the catch is Brady Skahan for the first out of the ball game. The one down in here is Mike Jensen. Jensen leads the team in hits, tied along with Tegan Diller for that honor. Shortstop, a senior, has had a good year. Fastball high and tight for ball one. Knox this year, 24 innings pitched. He's allowed 22 hits. He's walked 13, struck out 29. Fastball down the pipe, 1-1 the count. Jeff West has really done focused on developing a deeper pitching staff this year. As a ground ball to third, and now it gets through to the shortstop who fires the first. And they get him on a bang-bang play. Wow, it looked like the third baseman was going to dive and come up with a Thielen, went under his glove, and Tyler Monhall in his shortstop, ranging to his right backhand, threw to first, and got Jensen, who's not exactly slow, pretty good wheels. I thought for sure that would be an infield single. Instead, terrific defense, and two down. Monhall, just a sophomore, fastball, a strike. Diller nods his head, agreeing with the call by home plate umpire. Tegan Diller, tied for the team lead and hits. He has 11 doubles, hitting 400 on the year, and this one to right center, ranging over and making the catch is the center fielder, Colin Croson, who made that look rather easy. So covering a lot of area are the Tigers in the top of the first. Fantastic defense to start this regional semifinal. 1-2-3 down in order go the Red Hawks to the bottom of the first. Jeff West coming up from Ozaukee in this 3A boys regional semifinal on Care Country 93.7.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Hey, Gershon, back with you on Care Country 93.7 as Hiawatha on the field to play defense in the bottom of the first. Their starting pitcher is Cooper Kreider. He'll face this Tiger lineup. Ryan Pressler to catcher bats first. Batting second, playing third base, Brody Thielen. Brady Skahan is the left fielder batting third. Cooper Watkins, first baseman, batting fourth. Hitting fifth and playing right field, Max Tuck. Designated hitter batting sixth, Jackson Pollard. Tyler Monhollen, who made a nice play there in the top of the first at short, bats seventh. Corbin Meyer hitting eighth, playing second. And center field batting ninth is Colin Croson. So it's Pressler, Thielen, Skahan, Watkins, Tuck, Pollard, Monhollen, Mayer, and Croson for the Jeff West Tigers, led by head coach Terry Stevie. In his first year as a head coach, he's a Jeff West alum. Assistant coach last year, played for Coach Hypes for 4 years. Coach Hypes stepping down as baseball coach. The only coach Jeff West had prior to this year, 35 years as a Tiger head man, 492 wins, led Jeff West to 6 trips to the state since 1991, second place in 91, third in 94, and then state appearances 02-12 and also last year. And all of that team that was number one seed in state that got upset by Sabeth in the first round is back except for two seniors. Jeff West beat Hiawatha three times this year, 12-2, 6-3, and 7-3. So fourth meeting of the year. Cooper Kreider's pitch misses, low and away, for ball one to Ryan Pressler, who is hitting .292 on the year. His on-base percentage leads the team at .609. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. This one inside, and it did just glance off the jersey of Pressler, so he is aboard on the hit by pitch. So Cooper Kreider, first batter he faces, just does get enough of Pressler to put him on first by the hit by pitch. Winner of this game will play Mar-Hill Mount Academy for the championship of this regional after this game concludes. It'll be about a 25-minute break. There goes the runner. The throw down to second. Not in time. Pressler steals it rather easily. Got a terrific jump on the pitcher. So at second is Pressler, hit by a pitch, now steals second in scoring position for Brody Thielen. Thielen hitting .411 on the year. Right-handed batter, open stance. And he hits this one through the middle, a base hit. Rounding third is Pressler. He scores, two batters, and one run as Pressler scores the first run of the ball game, 1-0 Tigers, as Thielen just went with the fastball up the middle for a base hit, drives in a run. So here is Brady Skahan, P2, a right-handed hitter. Thielen gets his lead at first. He does not go. It's a called strike on the outer third of the plate. Skahan leading the team at .468 batting average, OPS. He leads in that category along with slugging percentage, 29 RBIs, 13 doubles, couple of triples, and a home run. 16 extra base hits. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. He's a dangerous hitter. And made a nice play in left field in the top of the first. 1-1 the count. Kreider checks the runner over at first. Thielen gets his lead. He does not go. Skahan whips it foul down the left field line. Talking about Jeff West developing pitchers, you know, Cooper Watkins, Corbin Mayer, they're two outstanding pitchers. Watkins was 3A pitcher of the year last year, but they've been able to develop a few other pitchers, including Cooper Knox, who's getting a start here today, who actually leads the team in ERA. They wanted to have their top two pitchers fresh late in the season. And if you're going to win a state tournament, more than likely you need three, maybe four good pitchers. Fastball upstairs, the runner goes, a throw not in time from Leighton Moore. And another stolen base. Thielen is in scoring position now at second. Lucas Lancaster was a normal starting catcher for Hiawatha a good portion of the season, but injured and out. So Leighton Moore has played a lot of different positions now as a catcher for Hiawatha. 1-0 Tigers, 2-2 count on Skahan. Left fielder number 10 for the Tigers. Ground ball to shortstop. Jensen has it deep in the hole. Throw stretching as the first baseman Diller makes the catch, and they just do get Skahan. 6-3 goes the play. So we've seen two really good plays by each team. Shortstop deep in the hole. Now here's Cooper Watkins stepping in. Skahan has a few words of advice for his teammate. So Thielen over at third. Skahan moving him from second to third on that ground out. One out, and Watkins steps in. He to a right-handed batter. High leg kick the pitch, and Watkins launches this to left field. Going back, and it is against the fence over left fielder's head. Watkins chugs in the second with an RBI double. Henry went all the way back to the track for a moment, thought maybe the ball would go over the fence. Instead, it one-hopped the fence as Henry couldn't get there in time. And on a warmer, more humid day, that ball may fly out, but colder weather day, highs in the 50s. And so Watkins with the RBI double, 2-0 Jeff West. Tigers looking for more. Here's Max Tuck. He's the right fielder. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. So Pressler and Thielen have both scored. Watkins with the RBI double, Thielen an RBI single. Pressler led off the inning, hit by a pitch. So here's Tuck hitting .458, second on the team in batting average. Ground ball to third, and right through the legs of the third baseman, Stephen Morgan. Rounding third, coming around to score is Watkins. No, he's out. What a play. Well, it looked like Watkins is going to score easily, but the left fielder gave him a ton of credit. Carson Henry hustled over. You always tell your outfielders, keep moving. Don't assume that your infielder is going to make a play. Henry did that. He came up firing and gunned down Watkins at the plate. That was a heck of a play by Henry. Went right through the wickets of Stephen Morgan. So it goes as a base hit, but then Watkins is thrown out at home. The third hit of the inning, still 2-0 Jeff West. Actually, it'll go down as an error, so just two hits in the inning so far. As it went right through the legs of Seabrook Morgan, so E5. The two outs, one ball, no strikes on Jackson Pollard, the DH number two for the Tigers. Takes a pitch on the outside corner for strike one. We've seen some really good defense in this first inning by both teams. The first guy that going to turn and look at Henry and say thank you was Stephen Morgan. Why, your teammates need him to have your back. This is what, oh my goodness, ripped foul and almost took out one of his teammates, hit the padding in front of the third base dugout. Jeff West, the home team, the third base dugout, and the away team is Iowa off of their lower seed. They're down the first baseline in that dugout. And Pollard nearly killed somebody with that foul ball. Way ahead on that pitch. One ball, two strikes, two out, 2-0 Tigers. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Great location. Made him chase. So Pollard strikes out. But the Tigers get two runs, a couple of hits. There's an error and one man left on base. Into one. Jeff West, two. Hiawatha, nothing. Back in 1 minute on Care Country 93.7.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Hiawatha down 2-0, go to the top of the second inning. Leighton Moore, the catcher, to lead it off. He'll be followed by Braylon Stephen Morgan, the third baseman, and then second baseman Grayson Gilbert. Anybody gets on, Brenner Lowe, the right fielder for the Red Hawks. Tigers, two runs, two hits. There was an error in that inning. I want to go back when I played ball, and I want to have the official scorekeeper that's running the scoreboard here at Jeff West to be my scorekeeper when I played defense back in high school, because they've got two runs, three hits, and they have no errors for Hiawatha. And no offense to Stephen Morgan, as here's the pitch. It is a called strike, 1-1 to Moore. But when a ground ball goes between the legs of an infielder and his glove doesn't get down, that's not a base hit. That's an error. Now, I don't care what level of baseball it is, that's an error. But it was erased because Henry hustled and was able to gun down Watkins' plate, so the error didn't actually end up hurting Hiawatha at all. But and Tuck's also like, hey, that helps my average. I'll take the hit. Here's a pitch that just missed. Two balls and two strikes on Leighton Moore. Some official scorekeepers are very stingy and really tough, and then some are very lenient, and then there's some kind of down the middle as the pitch is outside for a ball. And really, at the end of the day, it doesn't mean too much, but that one made me chuckle because that was the that's almost the poster child of an error in regards to that play. As a line drive on a fastball up the middle for a base hit, Leighton Moore squares up and drives it to center. Leadoff single. First hit of the game for Hiawatha. And here's Braylon Stephen Morgan. Braylon, what a year he had on the basketball court. And I was so unfortunate that he got hurt in sub-state and couldn't play in that championship, sub-state championship game against Heritage Christian, as this pitch misses outside for a ball. But he had a heck of a year on the hardwood and having a solid season this year on the diamond as well. About 6'5", right-handed batter steps in, one ball, no strikes, runner doesn't go, pitch misses outside, a sweeper, 1-1, or check that, 2-0. Well, you would imagine Cooper Watkins will be ready to go if anything was tight in this game. He's their ace. More than likely, I would think he'll pitch at some point if Jeff West gets by this game in the championship later, as the ball pitches outside. Catcher stops it, could stop by Pressler, but advancing to second is Leighton Moore. So 3-0 the count on Steven Morgan. Slightly open stance, grabs the play a little bit, shows bunt on 3-0, and a pitch misses outside, and low, ball four. So the first free pass issued by Cooper Knox and brings up Grayson Gilbert, runners at first and second. One thing, too, that head coaches or managers deal with at various levels, as this popped up sky high, foul territory, now along the line, drifts back into fair territory, and the third baseman Thielen makes the catch for the first out of the inning as Gilbert pops up to third.
17, Brenner, low.
But when you're in a situation where you know you are planning, you don't know, but you're planning, and Jeff West is the number one seed, they are thinking, we want to save our best pitcher for the championship later tonight or in a tough situation as the pitch misses for a ball. That's why you want to develop depth in your rotation. As here's Brenner Lowe, the right fielder for Hiawatha. One out, runners at first and second. Jeff West thinking there might be a bunt. Stepping off is Knox off the rubber and throws the second. Back in time is Moore. But I have seen over the years where you try to save your ace and your star pitcher and you wait a little too long in an elimination game. And it's like, it doesn't do any good to save your star if you don't get to that next game. So that's always a challenge for a head coach and manager in a tournament where you know you're going to play two games in a day like today, assuming you win, of course. There's a strike, 2-1 to count down the middle there to Brenner Lowe. So the teams that are the favorites typically won't throw their best pitcher in the first game of possibly two in a day. But each of the games are elimination games where your season could be over. Fastball missed outside, 3-1. I saw it one time for a team out in North Central Kansas, and they brought in their star pitcher after they fell behind in an elimination game 10-9. As that pitch missed outside for a ball, the bases are loaded. And that kid got out of the jam, but that team did not score a run the rest of the game. And so they waited too long to play their ace. So Knox has walked two batters. Bases are loaded. Moore singled up the middle. Stole a base. Then Steven Morgan walked. Gilbert popped up to third to Thielen, and then Lowe walked. So the bases are full of Redhawks. Top of the second. 2-0, Jeff West with the lead. Hiawatha, the eighth year for their baseball program. Of course, the beautiful new facilities that they've been showing here recently up in Hiawatha. Brian Lay, the head coach, in his third year. Last year, Hiawatha 6-16. Got to a really good start early this year. They finished 8-12 in the Big East, 10-14 overall. And they won Wednesday against Marysville 20-18. They were down 9-0, came back and won. The 2-0 is nothing. There's a swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the catcher's glove, says the umpire. From Cooper Kreider, trying to help his cause. He's the starting pitcher, Hiawatha. He's a left-handed batter. Banks the pitch right down the chute. 0-2 the count. So Knox having a little conversation with his coach and his team on the hill for a moment. Quick conference, and now he's throwing strikes. Still 0-2 as Kreider's able to spoil that one. One out. Jeff West, double play to get him out of it. Fly ball, center field. Coming in and making a basket catch is the center fielder, and he gets it in immediately to the mound. Nice play by Colin Croson, a junior, able to charge that fly ball that initially when it was hit, you thought it was hit better than it was. Just missed the sweet spot. So Kreider is out, and the runner at third, I think, thought it might drop, so did not tag and could not score on a sack fly, although might have been gunned down because the center fielder was coming forward. Swing and a miss, off-speed pitch way out in front is Alex Rouse, the center fielder for Hiawatha. Bases full, two outs, the 0-1 from Knox. Strike two. Man, whatever they said during their quick mound visit, it was effective because Knox has been firing strikes after walking a couple this inning. The 0-2. Called strike three. Man, oh, man. Pressler, the catcher, got up and ran to the dugout before the home plate umpire had officially called strike three. That's how sure Pressler was. Knox mows him down after loading the bases, a single, a couple of walks, but three Redhawks left on base. At the end of one and a half, Jeff West 2, Hiawatha nothing. This is Regional Baseball on Care Country 93.7.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome to Studio Engineer Justin Flugwaker. We're back with you from Mazaki Field of Dreams here. A lot of weather came into the area last night. Hope everybody stayed safe. I know there was some damage in our listening area, but sounds like there weren't any injuries or fatalities, and we are thankful for all that. And this is not turf. This is real baseball field, and I don't mean disrespect to the turf fields out there, but this is real grass, real dirt, and it's a little bit wet in some places. Oh, it's dried out pretty good, and there are a few muddy spots, but the field's in pretty good shape considering everything after last night, and we've been able to play ball today. There's been a few places in the state that have had to move games from today to tomorrow due to muddy fields. So Kreider back up on the hill for a second inning work for the Redhawks and misses outside with a fastball. Facing Tyler Monholland, who made a fantastic play deep in the hole at short in the first. Takes that fastball for a strike, 1-1. Tyler hitting .378. 14 hits, all singles. One pitch. Ground ball to short. Jensen has it. Fires, and they got him. High throw, but Diller, very tall over at first, able to jump high in the air, elevate, grab it, and come back down the bag and just beat Monholland. It was a bang-bang play. That's a heck of a play by Diller. How many times do you see a tall first baseman bail out his infield, either with a long stretch or jumping up high to come down with what looked to be an errant throw? A terrific play by Diller over at first. Here is Corbin Mayer. Fastball, outside corner, strike one. One out. On deck is Colin Croson. This is outside, 1-1. Outfield playing straight away. Regular depth. Infield doing the same. Nobody expecting bunt at this point based on the Hiawatha third baseman and first baseman. And trying to check swing, unable to do so. Going around is Corbin Mayer, the second baseman for Jeff West. Tigers 22-2 on the year. Their only losses to Sabetha. Called strike three. Down looking is Corbin Mayer. Two down. That is the second strikeout for Kreider. Jeff West, 22-2 in the year, 18-2, tied for first in the biggest league with Sabetha. But they were swept by Sabetha 8-6, 9-7 on April the 27th. Jeff West won 7 in a row. They started 15-0, and then they lost the doubleheader to Sabetha. They've won 7 in a row since. They blew out Riley County Wednesday in the first round of regionals, 16-1. Pitch misses outside and low to Colin Croson, who's made a few fine plays in center already in the first two innings of this game. 2-0 Jeff West, two out, bottom of the second. Jeff West the 1 seed, Hiawatha the 8 seed. Missing outside with another fastball is Kreider. Marhill Mount Academy awaits the winner of this game. The regional championship will be about 25 minutes after this contest. The winner, Jeff West Hiawatha, will play Marhill Mount Academy later today. Fastball away. 3-0. Marhill Mount Academy, the Ravens were down 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth, scored 6, led 6-5, then was down 7-6, tied it, went to extra innings. In the eighth inning, they won it on a walk-off single with the bases loaded, 8-7, was the final over Nemaw Central. Ground ball, too short. Jensen ranging to his left, has some time, throws the first, great stretch. The flexibility and limberness of Diller, hopefully didn't pull or hurt anything there. He's a little bit shaky. Going to the dugout, but he makes the stretch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. Jensen with a couple of fine plays at short. At the end of 2, 2-0 Tigers. Back in 1 minute on Care Country 93.7.
The Pines of Houlton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Houlton family. At the Pines of Houlton, it's our family caring for yours.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Go to the top of the third inning. Jeff West 2, Hiawatha nothing. For the Redhawks, it will be the top of the order. Carson Henry, then Mike Jensen, Tegan Diller. Anybody gets on, Leighton Moore. Henry flew out to the left fielder, Gahan, to lead off the game. Cooper Knox throws a strike. Man, he's been on fire since that quick mound visit. Terry Steve, the head coach in his first year, taking over for Dan Hypes, who coached for 35 years. High fly ball, deep right field, but going back and making the catch and losing his cap in the process is Max Tuck. I'll tell you, the Tiger defense in this game has been absolutely fantastic. As Henry was able to lift the ball to right field, the wind's blowing out that way a bit, and the ball kept carrying and carrying. It looked like it was going to be a routine fly ball initially. But Tuck did a good job reading it and made a really nice catch. Fastball strike outside corner. There's Jensen, who grounded out to the shortstop in the first on a bang-bang play. Pops it up behind second. Center fielder comes in, calls off the second baseman, and that is Croson to make the play, calling off Meyer. Diller. There's Tegan Diller, who flew out to center to Croson in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors for, well, actually, there is an error. No runs, one hit. There is one error for Hiawatha. Two runs and a couple of hits for the Tigers. Now the pitch called a strike. Knox kicks and fires. That one in the dirt. That's the first ball he's thrown in about 10 pitches. Knox comes home and brushes back Diller. Diller made a couple of nice plays in the bottom of the second, including the jump up high to save an error for Jensen. Came back down on the bag. Swing, good cut. Found it straight back. He was on that fastball. Two balls, two strikes to Diller. Hitting 400 on a year, tied for the team lead in hits with Jensen. Right-handed batter against the right-handed hurler. Swing and a miss. Off speed, pulled the string. Diller goes down, swinging. 1-2-3, down in order to go the Redhawks. At the end of 2.5, Jeff West 2, Hiawatha nothing. Back after this on Care Country 93.7.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
All right, student injured Justin Flugwiger. You're back with you at the Field of Dreams here in Ozaukee. 2-0, Jeff West with the lead over Hiawatha. Tigers looking to tack on to that advantage as they come to the plate in their home half of the third. Top of the order for the Tigers, Ryan Pressler, Brody Thielen, and Brady Skahan. Anybody gets on, the cleanup hitter, Cooper Watkins. Talking earlier about Jeff West wanting to develop a little deeper pitching staff, and we saw this last year at the 3A state tournament in Manhattan, is that you're not going, more than likely, you're not going to win a state tournament or a state championship with just one pitcher because of the pitch limits and everything. And it's really hard to do it even with two, unless you got this amazing offense and you're shortening games by winning by run rules and everything, which is harder to do when you get to state, of course. You really need three good, solid pitchers. And yes, you need an ace. A dominant pitcher doesn't hurt. A couple really is nice to have. As a pitch misses outside a ball, two Presslers hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored in the first. And so, a 1-0 called strike inside corner, 1-1. So if you have kind of your 1A, 1B, you're in pretty good position. You have two really good pitchers, and then have a third that's really solid, and the fourth that's not bad, and you can eat a few innings here and there and not have to wear out your star pitcher or two. As a fly ball to center, easy catch there for Alex Ross, and Pressler's retired on the fly ball to center, one down. And we saw that last year with the teams that made it deep into the tournament. They had that top pitcher, they had a good second pitcher, and then they had serviceable third and fourth pitchers that would throw strikes and let your defense play. And the Tigers certainly are a team that are right there as a state championship contender. There's no doubt about it. One ball, no strikes to Brody Thielen, who single, stole a base, and scored, drove in a run in the first. Takes this pitch on the corner for a strike. And based on what we've seen so far from their defense, they play that type of defense with the type of pitching they have, they're going to be a tough out for anybody, including Hiawatha here today. There's a swing and a miss by Thielen. But Kreider's done a nice job for Hiawatha. Gave up the two runs right off the bat. First two batters reached and scored, and you may have been thinking, oh, it could be a long day for the Redhawks. But since then, Kreider settled down and pitched well. Ground ball to short. Jensen gets it on a hop. He throws and gets it to first. Diller stretches again and makes the play. And Diller is slow to get up again on that stretch. So Thielen is down. Kreider's retired the last six batters he's faced, to back up my point about him settling down. Jeff West last year made it to state for the first time since 2012. Fastball fouled off and it hit the mask of the catcher more, but he looks like he's okay. But prior to last year making state, Jeff West lost the regional championship for the previous 5 years. So they were close, but couldn't get over the hump. Then got there last year, number one seed, and then faced a familiar foe from the Big East, Sabetha. As this is launched to left field up against the 30-foot high fence or higher, kind of the Ozaki's version of the Green Monster at Fenway Park, and ends up being a single after hitting the ball a mile for Skahan. There's Cooper Watkins, who double drove in a run, but then was thrown out trying to score on an error through the legs of Sieben Morgan back in the first. But you go back to that first round game last year, Jeff West and Sabetha. Mitchell Kramer versus Watkins, it was a pitcher's duel, and Sabetha's able to manufacture two runs, and it was enough. 2-0 was the final. Now throw it a first as the pitch was outside for a ball. Moore trying to catch Gahan napping over at first. And Coach Stevie's really talked about that this year for his team, and the Tigers is working on being a better offensive team where they can support that outstanding pitching staff, and their offense has been really good this year. Fastball high, 2-0 the count to Cooper Watkins, because last year their defense, their pitching was good enough in that first state game, but they just couldn't do anything offensively, and that's what great pitching will do. It'll shut down really good offense. Here's a little slow roller past the pitcher. Charging is Jensen. Watkins trying to beat it, and he does. The ball off the glove of Diller as the throw is a little bit offline. They're going to call that a hit, and I think that's the right call there. Watkins hit that slow roller into what I call the Bermuda Triangle, right past the pitcher, and then the shortstop third baseman got a charge, and Jensen did everything he could. A little chopping single on the grass, which deadens it even more. Not going to get that high hop like you do off of turf. The runners at the corners, good base running there by Skahan. He read it all the way, rounded second as Jensen charged the slow roller. And here is Max Tuck. He reached on an error in the first. Takes this one low. Moore bobbles it, but gets it back. We'll see if they put Watkins in motion. Tuck at the plate, and then on deck is Jackson Pollard. 2-0, Tigers. Bottom of the third. Winner gets the Ravens of Markham Mount Academy in the championship of this regional later today. And the winner goes to state from that game. There goes Watkins, taking all the way. Moore snap throw to third, thinking maybe Skahan not paying attention, but he was. So Watkins, the stolen base. Two outs, one ball, one strike to count. Oh, Max Tuck. Tuck crowding the plate, right-handed bat. And fire. Kreider. Woo, that was close. Just a hair outside. Not a bad pitch. Two balls and a strike. The number five hitter. Wearing number five, Max Tuck. The 2-1 from Kreider. This one catches the edge of the plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Big moment here for the Redhawks to stay in it. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Almost took out the umpire. And that drives in two runs. And now they cut it off. The pitcher does. They got a pickle over at first with Tuck. But two runs score. Tuck in the pickle. And they say Jensen had him tagged, but the ball was just, or no, now they say it was out. They said safe, and then they said out. So they get Tuck in the pickle. But Tuck did his job as he gets the RBI single, a two-run single. That drives in Skahan. That drives in Watkins. Tuck the wide turn after one. And a good cutoff by Diller, I believe it was, first base at the mound, so they could get Tuck in a pickle because they had no shot of getting Watkins at the plate. But Tuck does his job. He drives in two. At the end of three, Jeff West four, Hiawatha nothing. Back in a moment on Care Country 93.7.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Sunico, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Four runs, five hits, no errors for Jeff West, no runs, one hit, and an error for Hiawatha. Tigers scoring two in the first and then two in the third. The two-run single with two outs with two strikes by Max Duck. Doubles the lead for Jeff West. Cooper Knox back to the hill for inning number four, and breaking ball in for a strike. I saw Watkins pitch last year. He's outstanding, and Cooper Knox is very solid, really good. And he is throwing strike after strike. 0-2 the count to Leighton Moore. And we haven't even talked about Corbin Meyer, who's probably the number two pitcher on this team. Or 2-3 with Knox. And there's strike three. Three straight pitches. Moore looked at all three, and all three were strikes. Third punch out for Cooper Knox. Knox has struck out 29 in 24 innings of work. Myers thrown 25 innings. Brody Thielen's thrown 23, 41 for Watkins. As you said, he's their ace. Pitch misses, ball one to Sieben Morgan. Braylon walked in the second. This one missing. Off speed, 1-1. Check that, 2-0. Thielen was second team All-League third base last year for Jeff West. Watkins was All-State Pitcher of the Year in 3A, according to many. And he was the first team All-League pitcher. And then Corbin Meyer was the second team All-League pitcher a year ago. 2-1 the count after bending in the breaking ball in the 2-0. Now fastball misses outside, 3-1. So you've got Watkins as your number one. Corbin Meyer is typically your number two. Knox probably your number three. And then Thielen's right there. They got four solid pitchers. And that's what makes them dangerous, is there's a five-pitch walk to Sieben Morgan. Third walk given up by Knox to go with three strikeouts. He's allowed just one hit. That was a single by Moore to lead off the second. Fourth meeting of the year between the Redhawks and the Tigers. Jeff West has won the first three meetings, 7-3, 6-3, and 12-2. Runner doesn't go. And a fastball. Called strike by the home plate umpire. Grayson Gilbert popped up to the third baseman, Thielen, back in the second. He's 0-1. Redhawks in the red jerseys. Jeff West in the white. Swing and a miss. Off speed and off balance. Gilbert swings and misses. down in the count, 0-2. Brenner Lowe on deck. Riverside won today over Maranatha. They go to the regional championship over in Sabetha. Hyde Chopper right back to the pitcher. Knox fields it, throws the first, plenty of time for the second out. Runner Stephen Morgan advances to second on the play. So two down. Here's the right fielder, Brenner Lowe. Walked in the second. Cooper Kreider is on deck. About the Silver Lake. Playing right now, 103.9 KNZ. That is a way over regional semifinal. Two teams that made state a year ago. And those two played a heck of a doubleheader recently. Called strike, 0-1. Sabetha beat Silver Lake both those games recently in Sabetha. Each game by one run, and the second game was 10-9 and 11 innings. Winner of that game in Sabetha will play Riverside for the regional championship later tonight. A curveball that almost came back across the plate after Lowe had given up on it. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runner at second, 4-0 Tigers. Knox checks the runner, comes home. Lowe, 2-1. Knox has thrown 56 pitches. You're allowed 105. You can finish the last batter you face. So technically, you could throw a little bit more than 105. 44 is thrown so far by Kreider. Knox misses up high. 3-1 the count. Seen some really good defense by both teams today. The outfield for Jeff West has been fantastic. They've made numerous plays. One shot foul towards the half off the dugout to our right. We saw Mar Hill Mount Academy. The Ravens, their center fielder, freshman John Parker, makes some really nice plays, covering a lot of area. Real Mount Academy beat Nemaw Central 8-7 in 8 innings today to advance. 3-2 is well outside. Ball 4. The low walks. 26. Fourth walk issued by Knox. So first inning, 1-2-3. Second inning, Knox walked a couple. Got out of the jam. Third inning, 1-2-3. Fourth inning, couple of walks. I'm sensing a pattern. But the pattern that Cooper Knox cares about is all goose eggs with a visitor score line on the scoreboard in right field. A pitch missed just by a hair, 1-0. There's Cooper Kreider, the pitcher out wild to help himself out. Runners at first and second. Two outs. This one painted on the inside corner, 1-1. That pitch, there's nothing Kreider can do with it. Would have been tied up. Alex Ross is on deck, the 9-hitter for the Redhawks. 4-0 Jeff West. This one right down the pipe, and Kreider watched it. He's now down in the count. 1-2. Runners will be going on any kind of contact with two outs. Kreider, a left-handed batter. Knox comes home. Ground ball, right side, through the hole, charging as a right fielder, and they'll have to hold up the runner from second. Even though he was running on contact, Stephen Morgan unable to score on the base hit. So Kreider with the single. First hit of the inning, go along with a couple of walks. So the bases are full of Redhawks for the second time today. Two outs, and here's Alex Ross, who struck out looking in the second. And the key to that play was also Max Tuck charging hard from right field, the way he could try to gun down the runner if he tried to run, go from second to home. The Ross fouls off the first pitch. He's down the count 0-1. Knox comes home. Fastball upstairs, 1-1. Nowhere to put Alex Ross. Bases full. 4-0 Jeff West, 3A regional semis. This one, oh man, he had a notion. Ross laid off though. Good discipline, 2-1. Now Knox is going to have to challenge Ross. This one popped up and out of play to our left. Down even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knox kicks and fires. Strike three. Caught looking is Ross with the bases loaded. And for the second time today, the Redhawks leave the bases loaded. At the end of 3.5, Jess West 4, Hiawatha nothing. Back in 1 minute. This is Care Country 93.7.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
To the bottom of the fourth we go. Jeff West, 4. Hiawatha, nothing. Due up for the Tigers at the 6-7-8 hitters. Pollard, Monholland, and Mayer. Anybody gets on, Croson. Cooper Crowder, we talked about how gave up two runs early and has actually pitched pretty well. But Max Tuck touched him up for a two-run, two-out single there in the third. And if Crowder could have got out of that, it would have been 2-0. But Tuck, give him credit, delivered a key base hit. Fouled away by Pollard. Jackson Pollard, the designated hitter, number 2 for Jeff West. The 0-1. This is upstairs. It's 1-1, excuse me. The defense for Hiawatha, Alex Ross in center, Carson Henry left, Brenner Lowe in right, Grayson Gilbert at second, Jensen at third, or short, Stephen Morgan at third, Diller at first, and Moore is the catcher. Kreider is the pitcher. He's thrown 46 pitches thus far. Pitch number 47 is a fastball for strike 2. To Jackson Pollard, who struck out swinging back in the first, one of 2 strikeout victims of Kreider's. By Breeze to right center to right field. Called strike 3. Got delay call to home plate umpire, but it looked to be the right call. Pollard is rung up. He strikes out looking. Third strikeout for Kreider. And here is Siler Monholland. 0-1. Ground out to shortstop Jensen in the second. Kreider kicks and delivers. Fouled straight back by Monholland, who's playing shortstop today for the Tigers, just a sophomore. 5 seniors on the roster for Jeff West. Austin Knox, Cooper Briggs, Cooper Watkins, Brody Thielen, and Ryan Pressler. This one misses 1-1. Terry Steve, the head coach, assisted by Brian Axtell and Jeff Huffless. One pitch. A little bit low. 2-1. Jeff West graduated just 2 seniors off that team that went 26-3 and won the Big East League a year ago. Drew Beilman and Tucker Holthouse, who earned some all-league honors. Everybody else back. Juan Hopps, the catcher. 3-1 the count. Dan Hypes, the only head coach Southwest baseball ever knew until this year. 492 wins, 35 years head coach, 6 trips to state. Stepped away, and Harry Stevie has stepped in. He won a championship coaching Yamal Central back in 2016. Fastball outside, ball 4. So a good patient at bat by Monhon to work the free pass out of Kreider. That is the first walk of the game issued by Cooper Kreider, the Hiawatha right-handed hurler. Here's Corbin Mayer, who struck out looking in the second. Pretty good lead over at first by Monholland. He does not go. Pitch a called strike. The 0-1 delivery is squib foul to our left. Corbin Mayer last year was second team all-league pitcher, went 9-1. And for a lot of teams, he'd be your number one pitcher, but when you have Cooper Watkins, went 11-1 with ERA just north of 2, he was a 3A pitcher of the year. Pretty potent 1-2 punch. The 0-2 is chopped foul towards the Jeff West dugout to our left. But staying alive is Corbin Mayer. Good lead over at first. And a throw over to first, back in time. Head first is Monholland. Monholland this year has stolen 5 bases, has not been caught. Jeff West as a team has stolen 97 bases, only been caught 9 times. 0-2 pitch is popped up foul behind home plate. Days 0-2. Pretty good battle here between Corbin Mayer and the pitcher for Hiawatha Kreider. The 0-2. Ooh, almost hit him. 1-2. Pretty good crowd on hand for both these schools, obviously Jeff West probably more so since they are the home team here in Ozaukee. 1-2 offering is low and away. Snap throw to first. Back in time is Monholland. Many times your ballparks will have the distances down the left field, right field line, left center, right center, and center field, but there are none of those signs here in Ozaukee at the field, so I can't tell you how deep it is down the lines. Here's a called strike 3. Just did clip the outside edge of the plate. Bernard is out. Caught looking, and there's 2 down. 4 punch outs now for Kreider, and here's Colin Croson. He's a number 9 hitter. Got it out the short to Jensen in the second. Runner doesn't go. Called strike. Tigers with 2 in the first, 2 in the third. Hiawatha's left the bases loaded twice in the second and the fourth. So the difference of the game really has been the Tigers coming through with runners in scoring position. The Hiawatha has not. Ground ball to second and knocked down. There's time. Throw to first. Good job by Grayson Gilbert. He knew, stay in front of it, second base, you have way more time. Throws the first in time to record the out. And so Kreider works around a one-out walk, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on base. That's the end of 4. It's Jeff West 4, Hiawatha nothing, back in 1 minute on Care Country 93.7.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at RiverstoneIns.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Well, I'm Chief Engineer Justin Flugwager. You're back with you. Field of Dreams here in Ozaukee, side of the 3A Boys Baseball Regional Semifinal. The second semi of the day. Mar Hill Mount Academy won the first one 8-7 in 8 innings over Nemaw Central. They await the winner of this one. Jeff West leading Hiawatha at the moment 4-0 as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Cooper Knox went 4 innings, allowed just 2 hits, walked 4, struck out 4. His day is done on the hill. The new pitcher is Cooper Briggs, and Cooper Briggs has thrown 22 innings this year. This is his 15th appearance. He started a couple of games. He's 4-0. He's allowed 28 hits in 22 innings. He's walked 14. He struck out 21, and his ERA is 3.81. So that's that depth we're talking about with Jeff West. That's 5 pitchers. I hadn't even brought up Briggs' name yet. He's the kind of the fourth or fifth guy. So Cooper Watkins is now, or he still is, the first baseman. We'll reset the lineup if there's any other changes. As called strike to the leadoff man of this inning, which is Carson Henry. He's the leadoff man normally. It's the third time he's been leading off the started inning, the first, the third, and now the fifth. Ground ball. What was the call? Foul? It was foul. Well, it was close. Thielen came over to take a look at third base. You got Tuck in right field, Croson in center, Monhall in at short. Second base is Corbin Mayer. Watkins at first. The catcher is Pressler. So it looks like it was just simply a switch with Briggs coming in for Cooper Knox on the mound. 1-2. And by the way, Cooper's a pretty popular name for Jeff West. The 1-2, a little bit low, 2-2. Cooper Knox started. He's a sophomore. Cooper Briggs, a senior. He's on in relief. And there's Cooper Watkins, who is their ace pitcher and the first baseman today. 3 Coopers on the roster. That pitch is low for a ball. I've coached teams where you have a couple kids by the same first name. You don't call them by the same first name. You call one of them by their name. The other, you come up with some kind of nickname. We had 2 Brodies on our team, and we called one of our Brodies B-Dub. So I don't know how they do it with the Tigers with 3 Coopers. Probably Cooper, Coop, and then Coo? I don't know. The 3-2 payoff pitch. Hey, misses low, fall 4. So Henry is aboard. There's Mike Jensen. He's had a really good year. He got out the short in the first, flew out the center in the third. He's 0-2. Just 2 hits so far for the Redhawks. Leighton Moore a single, and Kreider had a single. First pitch misses for ball 1. Glad you could tune in to Regional Baseball on Carroll Country 93.7. Glad you could tune in here on this somewhat chilly day in May in Kansas. A line drive to shortstop, caught by Monhollen. Throw back to first, not in time to double up the runner. So Jensen, the second time he's hit it hard at Monhollen. Both times he's been retired. 1 away brings up Tegan Diller. Taking the first baseman, 0 for 2, fly out to center, and he struck out swinging his last time up. There goes the runner. Pressler lines it up. He throws, and not in time. Stolen base for Henry. Talked about it during our last game broadcast. I think I mentioned it maybe earlier in this one, but you have to be so tough mentally to play baseball, in particular as a pitcher. But also, catcher is maybe one of the underappreciated positions in all of sports. The pitch misses inside for a ball. You take foul balls off your mask. Every once in a while, a bat might get you. You got to be crouching most of the time. You got to be keeping an eye on the runners as there's a line drive through the hole into left field, a base hit. Henry had to make sure it got through, so he's held at third and a single for Diller. But as a catcher, you are the quarterback because you can see everything in front of you. You're responsible for yelling where the cut should be, cut two, cut off the second, cut three. You got throws the first, second, and third, pickoff moves. You got to call the give the signals. Sometimes the coach will let you call those yourself with your pitcher. Or you'll get the sign from the dugout from your head coach or coaching staff. Called strike, 0-1. You also deal with the pitcher, all the different pitchers. You got to catch different speeds. They have different pitches. You know how they throw. As here's a line drive over the second baseman's head and the center field. Croson comes over to get it. Little hesitation there rounding second. And getting in there is Diller. Well, he hesitated for a moment, a little hitch in his giddy up, but Diller able to go first and third, and Hiawatha is on the board. Henry scores on the RBI single by Leighton Moore. The second hit of the inning. And Coach Stevie wants to come out and talk to Briggs. And this is one of those things I was talking about earlier. You are the favorite. You are the number one seed. And you want to save your best pitchers for the regional championship game if you can. But you also can't take too many chances and let it get too far. And Coach Stevie realizes that. He's a smart man. He's won a state championship as a coach at Emo Central 2016. So he's going to go to Corbin Merritt, it appears. We'll tell you about Corbin when we come back in 1 minute. 4-1. Jeff West will lead. Hiawatha looking to cut in that deficit back in 1 minute.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Corbin Mayer's new Jeff West Tiger pitcher. Corbin this year has turned 25 and two-thirds. He's 3-0, well, 28 hits and 25 and two-thirds, 11 runs. He's walked 23, struck out 27. His ERA is even 3.00. Cooper Riggs in relief of Cooper Knox. Briggs goes one-third of an inning, gives up two hits, one run, no walks, no strikeouts. Runners at first and third are his responsibility, as inheriting those runners is Corbin Mayer. First pitch, fastball, strike. Corbin last year was a second-team all-league pitcher,
K-8. Went
9-1. Big throw to third, and they go back to first. That was a pitcher, Mayer. But Hiawatha not surprised by that. The Diller's over at third. Moore's over at first. 4-1. Jeff West with the lead. Pitch misses outside. 1-1. Hiawatha left the bases loaded in the second and the fourth, but finally cracked through here in the top of the fifth. Breaking ball drops in there perfectly by Mayer. Stephen Morgan takes. Stephen Morgan is 0 for 0. He's walked twice. He walked in the second, walked in the fourth. 1-1 pitch from Corbin Mayer, right-handed pitcher. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. And the scoreboard goes behind. That was actually strike three. So Stephen Morgan strikes out. Two down, and here is Grayson Gilbert. Bumped up to third in the second, grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. He's 0 for 2, second baseman, number 16, right-handed batter for the Redhawks. He swings at one that gets away from the catcher, and the base running by Moore to advance to second. So a base hit could score two. Jeff West, two in the first, two in the third. They lead 4-1. Hiawatha, two hits in the inning. This one fouled back by Gilbert. Hiawatha, one run, four hits overall. They've stranded six. They do have one error. Jeff West, four runs, five hits, no errors. Their defense has been super. Oh, man. The breaking ball, the curve, way out in front, swinging and missing is Gilbert. So Corbin Mayer shuts the door on that rally. Hiawatha, one run, two hits, no errors, two men left on base. They've stranded eight. To the bottom of the fifth, Tigers of Jeff West, four. Redhawks of Hiawatha, one. Regional baseball, Care Country 93.7.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Synex offers a complete energy solution, advanced premium diesel for power, high-performing lubricants for protection, and reliable propane for comfort. Whether you're on the road, in the field, or at home, Synex provides energy built to perform. With innovative premium diesel fuels, advanced lubricants, and clean-burning propane, Synex-branded products are engineered to deliver maximum efficiency, reliable performance, and peace of mind season after season. It's more than energy. It's the power that keeps your world moving forward.
Hiawatha gets one run, but they strand two at the corners, actually at second and third. And they have stranded eight for the game. And so Jeff West still up by three, 4-1. And they'll be the top of the lineup. It is Ryan Pressler, Brody Thielen, and Brady Scahan. And then anybody gets on, Cooper Watkins. This is kind of odd. The leadoff man to start the game for each team has led off the first, the third, and the fifth. Both teams have had the same leadoff man in the first, the third, and the fifth, and that is their actual leadoff man to start the game. It doesn't happen very often. Sometimes, many times, your leadoff batter, the only time he leads off an inning is the very first inning of the game. Growing the bunt and bunting it foul into the Jeff West dugout is Pressler. Don't see a lot of catchers that your leadoff hitters either, but that's the case with Pressler. Well, you baseball team I coach, our catcher is our leadoff man. But don't see it, not that common. Yo, one, strike two. So Kreider has done a wonderful job of keeping his team in it. He's thrown 64 pitches. He's allowed five hits, four runs. But he's given his team a chance. And this is a short pop in the left field that drops. Great hustle by Jensen. But Pressler able to drop it where nobody could get to it. In shallow left field. Tough break for Kreider. That was a good pitch. He jammed Pressler, but Pressler able to muscle it in the left. Sixth hit of the game for the Tigers. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-1 Jeff West. Here is Brody Thielen. Into the meat of the order for Jeff West. Thielen singled, stole base, scored, drove in a run in the first, grounded out the short in the third. The stretch, the snap throw to first by Moore back in time is Pressler. They were talking about all the responsibilities a catcher has. He's got to keep an eye on the runners. He's got to call the pitches. Or he's got to check with the dugout, get the pitches. He's got to be able to catch the different type of pitches, different speeds of pitchers. One might throw really hard. One might throw softer. One might throw a lot more junk off speed. There goes the runner. Got a great jump, and Moore has no chance. Pitch high inside to Thielen, and Pressler steals the base. And then the pitcher has a lot in his mind because, one, he's trying to throw strikes. He's trying to locate the ball where he wants against the hitter, throw different types of pitches, shake off the catcher if he doesn't like the pitch. He's also got to try to hold on the runners. He got to go from the windup when nobody's on into the stretch or a slide step. This is drilled to right center field and all the way up against the fence. Rounding first, going to second is Thielen. Coming around third and scoring the fifth run of the game is Pressler. RBI double for Brody Thielen. And the Tigers expand the lead to 5-1. Second RBI of the game for Thielen. So the Tigers get the run back that they allowed to Hiawatha in the top half of the fifth. So a single, a stolen base for Pressler. Thielen drives him in with a double. He's in scoring position for Brady Skahan, who rounded out the short in the first, singled and scored in the third. And he hits one a mile high, left center field, coming over the center fielder, makes the catch, and gets it in quickly. Thielen, stays at second. A fly ball to center. Skahan retired. One down. Here's Cooper Watkins. Watkins, RBI double in the first, singled and scored in the third. He's 2-for-2. Watkins wiggles the bat. Right-handed batter awaits the pitch from Kreider, who's a right-handed pitcher. This is outside, ball one. Hiawatha coming off that 20-18 win against Marysville in the first round of regionals on Wednesday. They got to host that for the first time in program history. Fastball misses outside. And the Redhawks have certainly improved this year under Coach Brian Lay in his third year, eighth year overall for the baseball program. Now the beautiful facilities they get to use. Softball and baseball team there in Hiawatha and all the money raised to put all that together. So it's a program that's on the upswing. I know you may say, well, 10-14, that's not a winning record, Wade. I know, but it's an improvement from last year, and they were 8-12 in the league, and this league is pretty solid. And they're hanging right there with Jeff West here today. 3-0 the count on Watkins. Let's see if he's got the green light or he's taking. Ryder fires it in there, 3-1. Watkins, the first baseman, he is also there. Best pitcher, and we very well could see him later today. And he steps into this one, left field coming in and not able to make the catch. Letting it bounce is Carson Henry, a throw home, and they gun him down. Wow, that is the second time we've seen Carson Henry gun down a Tiger at the plate as Thielen. They had the go sign. They sent him rounding third, and he is dead meat at the plate. So a base hit for Watkins. But no RBI. He is 3-for-3 at the plate. But Thielen is thrown out for the second out of the inning. Man, Carson Henry with a gun and left. Not once, but twice he's able to shoot down the runner at home plate. Fastball misses outside for a ball. Two outs, 1-0 the count to Max Tuck, who had a very important bat in the third. Two outs, two strikes, came through with a two-run single. And hits it back to the pitcher here. Pitcher knocked it down, now throws the first in time to get Tuck. At the end of five, Jeff West 5, Hiawatha 1, regional baseball here on Care Country 93.7.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
We go to the top of the sixth. Jeff West leading Hiawatha 5-1. Mar-Hill Mount Academy awaits the winner for the regional championship later today. So Hiawatha, they've had some base runners. We mentioned they stranded the bases loaded in the second and the fourth. They had a couple runners they left on in the fifth when they were able to score their only run of the ball game. Going bunt, pulling it back, taking the pitch for a ball is Brenner Lowe. Corbin Mayer, the third Tiger pitcher, got the final two outs of the fifth. He struck out Stephen Morgan and Gilbert, both swinging. 2-0 the count. There's a fastball for a strike, 2-1. Lowe walked in the second and walked in the fourth. Fastball, beautiful pitch. Fancy inside corner, 2-2. Yeah, swing and a miss at the breaking ball, the curve, that was out of the zone. So Corbin Mayer has come on, and he's faced three Red Hawks, and he has struck out all three swinging. Mayer has struck out 27 and 25 innings coming into today's festivities. And he is really able to bend that curveball into the strike zone. It freezes the hitters. They're sitting on the fastball, working quickly to 0-1. Is a ground ball. The shortstop, Monhan, does he have time? He's safe. But just one hopped into Watkins' glove. I think Monhan had a hard time getting the ball out of his glove cleanly.
Fielder, Alex.
Actually, Cooper Knox over there at short instead of Monhollen. He was the one who had the ball kind of stuck in his glove. So it's a base hit, infield hit for Kreider. First pitch, just missed. Very close to Alex Rouse, who struck out twice, both times looking. And he checks at a fastball high, 2-0. Curve, but once again starts high and then drops into the strike zone. 2-1. And he bends it in there again. Two balls and two strikes. Well, as a pitcher, got to be able to locate your fastball. And if you don't have a dominant fastball, you better be able to throw another pitch or two, as this one over the head of the catcher. Wild pitch there for Corbin Mayer. And the runner, Kreider, goes from first to second. Kreider has a couple of base hits in the game now. Ross, the nine hitter, and then back to the top of the lineup. Scoreboard just went out. And that pitch, a ball four. The Ross walks. Kreider's at second. Tigers. One down. 5-1 Tigers. Once again, Redhawks have runners on the base paths. And it's a mile high on the infield. I mean, sky high. Coming to second baseman, and he makes the catch. That is Monholland, because when Corbin Mayer came in the pitch, Monholland went from short to second, and Knox is at short. That was the defensive changes. So two down with runners at first and second. And curveball in for a strike to Mike Jensen. Nods his head, goes, yep, that was a good pitch. Jensen 0-3, but line drives the shortstop last time up. Mayer gets the sign from his catcher. Delivers. Ground ball to second. Monholland has it. He'll go to first for the third out. So, a single and a walk, but no damage is done as Corbin Mayer strands two on the base pass. Hiawatha's now left 10 on base in this game. At the end of 5.5, 5-1 in favor of Jeff West. Back in a moment on Carry Country 93.7.
For whatever life brings and whatever you do, the Farmer State Bank is here for you.
We're here for the hometown heroes. We're here for the diesel mechanics, for the first-time home buyers,
for the nurses.
We are here for the ag producers and farmers.
For the construction workers.
We're here for the teachers.
For the students.
We're here for the empty nesters.
We're here for our community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Kreider's still on the hill for Hiawatha. This will be his sixth inning of work. Scoreboard is gone out. They got it back up for a moment. Now it's still messed up, so they're working on that. But we can tell you that Jeff West leads 5-1. Tigers with 8 hits, 5 runs, no errors. Hiawatha, 1 run. They have 5 hits and 1 error. One thing that is nice, I mean, there's lots of things that would be nice to have on the scoreboard if it was working, but the pitch counts, always like having those, being able to refer to those on the scoreboard, because I don't keep track of that one by one by one, but Silver Lake Wings Sabetha, 5-1, going to the bottom of the seventh. Sabetha won the Big East League title in 18-2 along with Jeff West and West Silver Lake recently. Both games were one-run games, so we knew that would be a pretty good game. And for Sabetha, that's a really tough draw on your home field in the regional semis. That's not even a regional final. Riverside waits the winner of that. No balls, one strike to count. Grider kicks and fires and misses low, ball two. Jackson Pollard, 0-2 today, struck out swinging in the first, struck out looking in the fourth. Scoreboard still needs to get updated for the bottom of the fifth. It's 5-1, not 4-1, but I think they're working on it. Pitch misses outside. 1-1 the count. Fastball misses. Three and one the count. They made it way out in front of that one and hitting it into the trees. Well foul is Pollard. Jeff West 22-2. Hiawatha 10-14. Hiawatha 8-12 in league play. Jeff West tied for Sabetha top of the league standings at 18-2. Jeff West has won 7 in a row after starting year 15-0. Got swept by Sabetha. Pop up. Moore says, I've got it. Catcher comes back and makes a basket catch. I don't usually want to catch it quite like that, but Moore was able to make the play to the right of home plate. So here is Siler Monhon, who was the shortstop to start. Now he's the second baseman. One down. This hit the center field, but having it measured and making the play is Alex Ross. Two down. So here's Corbin Mayer, bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-1. Hiawatha will have one more crack at it. As of now, they need 4 to tie. Ryder's still good velocity, and he's able to paint the Picasso in the outside corner. Outfield playing pretty deep, especially left field. Henry has thrown out 2 Tigers trying to score today from left. Here's a breaky ball in for a strike. Oh, and 2 the count on Corbin Mayer, who is the Tiger pitcher now. That's a little bit low and outside. Cooper Knox went the first 4 innings. Allowed 2 hits, no runs, walked 4, struck out 4. Cooper Briggs went a third of an inning, 2 hits, a run. And then Mayer struck out 3. And an inning in a third. Ground ball, 2/3. Stephen Morgan has it. Throw across the diamond. The throw draws the first baseman Diller off the bag. He tried to lunge, get the ball, and still toe-tap the bag and could not. So that will be the second area of the ball game for Hiawatha. So Croson steps into the plate, the number 9 hitter. Reaching on the E5 is Corbin Mayer. That could have been a 1-2-3 inning for Kreider. Moore snap throw the first, but Moore's got a good arm. Silver Lake does win over Sabetha, 5-1. Silver Lake and Riverside for the championship. That'll be a 103.9 KNZA. Swing and a miss by Croson. Croson grounded out to short in the second, grounded out to second in the fourth. He's 0-2. Marhill Mount Academy, what a win they had earlier today. Down 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Came back, took the lead, eventually was tied, went to extra innings, went to the 8th inning. As a throw to first, gets by the first baseman, a low throw by the catcher on the throw behind after the pitch, and then another error for Hiawatha. Moving up to second is Meyer. Mario Mount Academy winning on a walk-off single with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 8th to beat Nemaha Central 8-7. The Ravens are 15-7, and they will await the winner of this one for the championship. That'll take place 25 minutes after this game is in the books. Good stop by Moore. Tigers looking to add a little insurance. Jeff West 2 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fifth. Hiawatha just the 1 run in the fifth. They stranded 10 on the base path. Jeff West has only stranded 3. So Jeff West has come up with those clutch hits. Hiawatha has it. That's really been the difference in the game so far. There goes the runner, and the pitch hits Croson. It means Meyer has to go back to second. He had it stolen. So second hit batter there by Kreider, and he's got to be getting close, I would think, to his pitch limit. He had it on the scoreboard. Now the scoreboard doesn't work. Kreider may be done. Brian Lee's out there to talk to him, but I think Kreider's done a heck of a job keeping his team in it. And any runs that score will be unearned the rest of this inning because it was going to be a 1-2-3 inning, but then the error on the ground ball to third should have been a third out. Like I said earlier, they had the pitch count scoreboard. Now the scoreboard's not turned off, or it's turned off because it's not working. So we're not sure exactly where Kreider sits on his pitch count. But he stays out there. Runners at first and second. And here is Ryan Pressler. 5-1, Jeff West. Silver Lake beating Sabetha 5-1. Well, Sabetha had a heck of a year. But it ends in what was a tough draw in that regional bracket. Pitch misses a ball. Of course, the same could be said last year. When Jeff West and Sabetha met in the first round of stays, like, Sabetha's your 8 seed? And Jeff West, your 1 seed? Sabetha's playing some great baseball, and then Jeff West. Like, that was really a tough draw to start for the number 1 seed against a familiar foe that knows you well. Called strike. 1-1 to Pressler, who was hit by a pitch, stole a base, scored in the first, flew out to center in the third. Single stole a base, was stranded in the fifth. So, Sabetha, it'll be a tough matchup. Jeff West State knocked off Jeff West, got third at state. Now this year, they get the tough draw. Sabetha does on home field against Silver Lake. Runner goes, the throw. Boy, Steven Morgan jumps up high to snatch that. That would have been an error on an overthrow, and it would have been another run. So a double steal. Meyer steals third, and Croson steals second. Really got nothing to lose there. You're up 5-1. You can be aggressive on the base paths. Almost forced an overthrow by the catcher. Kreider comes home, low and away. On deck is Thielen. He's had a pretty good game with a couple of RBIs. Pressler at the plate. Leadoff man for the Tigers. Pops it up, right side. That could be trouble. Diller going out, diving and unable to catch it. The right fielder, one run scores. Here comes two runs to score. So Ryan Pressler able to just pop it up far enough in the shallow right field, ends up getting a base hit. And he drives in two. First hit of the inning. Mayer and Croson both score. So it's 7-1. Kreider comes home. Called strike to Thielen. I kind of feel like Kreider's been a little snake bitten. I mean, that was a good pitch. But there's been a couple little flares and bloopers that have dropped. Ground ball to third. Stephen Morgan has it. He measures it. And he throws the first in time, and the inning is over. But the Tigers get two runs. There was a hit. There was a couple errors. One left on base. To the top of the seventh, Jeff West trying to close it out. Tigers lead the Redhawks 7-1 here on Care Country 93.7.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. DSB has been in existence since 1901 and has operated under the same name since its founding with no interruption. The bank remains locally owned and locally focused on serving local people and businesses. With all those decades of experience, Denison is here to make your financial life better. That's Denison State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, and online at dsbks.com, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
La, 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 la.
Top of the seventh we go. Hiawatha needing six runs to tie it and force this into the bottom of the seventh. Jeff Westwood, two in the first, two in the third, one in the fifth, two in the sixth. Hiawatha with one in the fifth. Scoreboard, I think they got up and going. Now they got to get caught up on the score, the runs, the hits, the errors, or whatever. But we have it all here, 7-1. So here is Tegan Diller, first baseman for Hiawatha. He takes a pitch for a ball. Diller, one of the seniors on this team for Hiawatha. There's ball two. Jensen also a senior. There's ball three. Henry's a senior. Those three have been very good this year. Jensen, Henry, and Diller. Pitch inside, ball four. The scoreboard's shut down again. They had it up for a little bit. So Diller with a leadoff walk. Second walk issued by Corbin Mayer. The Silver Lake Riverside will be 1-3A regional championship. Coming up in a little bit on 103.9 KNZA out of Sabetha. Sabetha the site, the Blue Jays hosting, but for the hometown faithful, unfortunately their team won't be in the championship. It'll be the Eagles of Silver Lake versus Riverside instead. Here, we're at Jeff West is three outs away from moving on to the regional final against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Curveball, swing, and a miss. More way out in front, sitting on a fastball. Talk about how baseball is so mental. And it helps to be fundamentally sound as a pitch miss outside a fastball. But you know, we tell our kids when we're like, listen, you cannot be crying up. I mean, you can be, but you know, you can cry and be upset after you strike out. But guess what? Everybody on your team's going to strike out multiple times in a season. When you're a hitter, as this one hit down the right field line, foul territory, coming over to take a look at Tuck, but he can't get there. But when your success rate, when it's considered, when success is considered failing 7 out of 10 times at the plate, and what I mean by that is if you hit 300 as a hitter, that's really good. But that means you fail 7 of the 10 times you're at the plate. So, it can tax on your mind. It can stress you. You're getting a little mini slump at the plate as Moore fouls it into the screen. And when you're a hitter and you're red hot, curveball misses low and away. When you're a hitter and you're red hot, you'll get those little bloopers that fall. You'll have a swinging bunt. And then when you're slumping, you could hit the hardest ball of your life and it'll be right at somebody. And they say, well, it evens out. And the fastball misses upstairs, and that might be true. Maybe it evens out, maybe it doesn't. But it just seems like when hitters are hitting well, those things go their way. When they're in the midst of a slump, they just can't catch a break. And this one is foul to the right and just out of play on top of the Hiawatha dugout. So you got to be strong mentally. We talk about as a pitcher, you got to be strong in regards to, hey, you walked a couple guys or your defense made a couple errors behind you. Catcher, you got to be mentally strong. Okay, you took a foul ball off the face mask or the body, or you couldn't throw out a guy trying to steal, or there's a swing and a miss with some high cheese, and Leighton Moore strikes out. A little extra oomph on that pitch by Corbin Mayer, his fourth strikeout of the game. But also a mental part is defensively, if you make an error, and it's a key point of the game, or any time for that matter, the ball usually is going to find you again. Curveball just missed to Braylon Siebenmorgen, who has walked twice and struck out. Because if you're still dwelling on one mistake defensively, the ball comes at you again, you're not going to be ready for that second one. Fly ball center field, and it drops. Ace hit in front of Croson. So Siebenmorgen with a single. Runners at first and second. Still 7-1 Jeff West. Tigers two outs away from moving on to the regional championship against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Here's Grayson Gilbert, second baseman. He is 0-3 today. Popped up to third in the second. Grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth. Struck out swinging in the fifth. Tigers have struck out 8 Red Hawk batters. They've walked 6 collectively. Meyer trying to go to the final 2 2/3. There's a fastball right down the pipe. For Knox with the first four. Cooper Briggs got an out. So that was 4 1/3. A 2 2/3 to finish it. Now throw the second back in time. Standing up is Diller. Diller left inning, he walked. Moore struck out. Demon Morgan with a single. Swing and a miss from Gilbert. Ramirez giving up two hits. Fastball, swing and a miss. Now the throw back to first, and he just got back in time. Boy, Pressler nearly had a double play to strike him out, but this time throw him out behind the runner at first, and that'd be a tough way to end the season for Hiawatha. Down six and getting picked off at first base, but Stephen Morgan barely got back in time. So Gilbert strikes out, two down. And here is Brenner Lowe, last chance for Hiawatha. Pitch gets away from the catcher. Stephen Morgan better hustle back to first, and he does. Five strikeouts for Corbin Mayer. Kicks and fires. The ball gets away from the catcher as that was one hopped in the dirt by Mayer on the breaking ball. So Diller advances to third, and moving up to second is Stephen Morgan. Still two outs, 7-1, Jeff West, top of the seventh, trying to finish it. Fastball, strike, right down the middle. Mayer, working quickly, fastball. Corbin Mayer gunning in the strikes right now, two balls, two strikes, and he has low set up for that curveball. Two straight fastballs, change speeds here. Nope, fastball. A little late, but Lowe able to spoil it out of play. Mayer kicks, comes home. Ground ball to second. Bounces into the glove of Monon, over to first in time. And the Jeff West Tigers improve to 23-2. They win their eighth in a row, and they move on to the regional championship game against Mar Hill Mount Academy. Well, a 7-1 victory over Hiawatha. We'll be back with all the totals in our postgame show after this two-minute timeout on Care Country 93.7.
Little Hands Daycare would like to invite you to our annual Grilling Give, hosted by GN Bank. This year, GN Bank has partnered with the Country Cabin in Hiawatha to serve up delicious cheeseburgers and hot dogs. Stop by GN Bank from 11 to 1 on Friday, May 22nd. You'll see staff from the Country Cabin, GN Bank, Little Hands Daycare, and even our kiddos helping raise funds for a great cause.
Please come see us Friday.
May 22nd from 11 to 1 at GN Bank, 805 South 1st Street in Hiawatha.
Thank you.
You're recovering from surgery or a major illness. The best medicine isn't just expert care. It's being close to the people you love. The Swing Best Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital keeps you right here in our community. Whether you're healing from a joint replacement, a stroke, or need extended wound care and IV antibiotics, our team is ready. We offer professional nursing alongside dedicated physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Recover comfortably and stay local. Get back to your best. Sabetha Community Hospital Swing Bed Program, your home for healing.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Well, the Jeff West Tigers move into the regional championship game coming up here in about 25 minutes or so, as Jeff West wins over Hiawatha in the regional semifinals by a final score of 7-1. Tigers struck first with two runs on a couple of hits in the first inning. RBI single by Brody Thielen, RBI double by Cooper Watkins. Hiawatha had the bases loaded with two outs but could not score in the second. Jeff West would have two more runs in the third as a two-run, two-out, two-strike single by Max Tuck scored. Brady Skahan and Cooper Watkins made it 4-0. Hiawatha would score one run in the fifth after leaving the bases loaded again in the fourth. They did score one run on a couple hits but left two on in the top of the fifth, made it 4-1. Jeff West would add a run in the fifth. Ryan Pressler, a single, stolen base, scored on an RBI double by Brody Thielen, made it 5-1, and the Redhawks stranded a couple again in the sixth. The bottom of the sixth, Jeff West with a couple of runs, aided by a couple of errors, and eventually a two-run single by Ryan Pressler, scoring Corbin Mayer and Colin Croson, made it 7-1, and then Corbin Mayer in relief throws the final 2 2/3, gives up two hits. Walk two, struck out five, and he closes the door. Cooper Knox gets the win. He goes 4 innings, 2 hits, walk four strikeouts, did not allow a run. Cooper Briggs threw a third of an inning. Can you get that, please? Thank you. The wind just came up. Thank you. The wind just came up, a gust of wind, and blew some of my sheets away, but luckily there was somebody there to catch that, so I appreciate them helping out there. It's a team effort, more than you know. So that made it 7-1, and then Hiawatha, a couple of runners there in the top of the seventh, but Mayer works out of the jam. So Mayer, good in relief, outstanding, Knox, solid start, and some timely hitting with runners in scoring position. The final totals, one run, 6 hits, 3 errors, 12 left on base for the Redhawks. They just couldn't get that key hit when they had runners in scoring position. Jeff West, on the other hand, was able to do that. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, had some really good defense, and stranded just 4. Carson Henry threw out 2 Tigers at the plate trying to score. The left fielder with his howitzer in his pocket ready to fire in left field saved a couple of runs, or it could have been worse. But at the end of the day, Jeff West improves to 23-2 with a 7-1 win over Hiawatha, who ends their season at 10-15. Riverside Silver Lake is the regional final in Sabetha over 103.9 KNZA. And our regional final here today at the Field of Dreams in Ozaukee, it will be Jeff West versus Marhill at Marhill Mount Academy. The Ravens won 8-7 earlier today over Nemaw Central in 8 innings, rallied from a 5-0 deficit and a 7-6 deficit to win in walk-off style. So Marhill Mount Academy versus Jeff West for the regional championship in about 20 to 25 minutes right here on Care Country 93.7. So until then, we will step aside. We'll have some music for you. I'll be back for the regional championship between Jeff West and Marhill Mount Academy.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at MS.